After a season that saw them post the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey's best record and claim 5 year-end awards, the Battleford's North Stars head into the playoffs as the favorites to hoist the Kanalta Cup. The North Stars went 4-8-5-2-1 in the regular season. They finished with 99 points in the standings, 18 ahead of the 81 the second-place Humboldt Broncos had with a game left to play. However, the SJHL is loaded with talented, quality teams. The number 8 Weyburn Red Wings will have the first opportunity to upset the North Stars as they meet in the opening round. The other 5 teams that will compete in the SJHL postseason are the Flin Flon Bombers, Melfort Mustangs, LaRonge Ice Wolves, Estevan Bruins, and Nipawin Hawks. That leaves the following teams on the outside looking in: Notre Dame Hounds, 2-0-2-8-4-2 with 2 games to play, Yorkton Terriers, 1-9-3-6-0-1, Kindersley Clippers, 1-3-3-4-4-5, and Melville Millionaires, 1-4-3-5-5-1, with 1 game to play. Read below for more on the SJHL playoffs. Dates were not released as of Sunday night. SJHL Awards. Kian Bell of the Battleford's North Stars received 2 of the league's top honors. The Ottawa product was named the SGEU MVP of the Year and the RBC Player of the Year. He led the league with 102 points and 54 goals as of Sunday. Bell hit the 50-goal mark before playing 50 games this season, 52 goals in 49 contests. At the other end of the ice, Bell's teammates Josh Kotai and Tynan Uwert were recognized. Kotai was honored with the SaskTel Top Goaltender Award. The Abbotsford, BC product led the SJHL in wins, 32, goals against average, 2.39, and save percentage, 0.935. Uwert was named the Subaru Defenseman of the Year. Hailing from Duncan, BC, Uwert anchored the North Stars blue line and led SJHL defensemen in scoring with 56 points, including 8 goals. Braden Klimosko received the Saskatchewan Construction Safety Association Coach of the Year honors. It is the 3rd straight time the North Stars bench boss has won the award. He shared it in 2020 with LaRonge head coach Kevin Kaminsky. The team was ranked number 1 in the country most of the year. The North Stars did not lose in regulation until the 2023 part of the season. The Melfort Mustangs' Riley Ash was selected as the Directwest Rookie of the Year. The 16-year-old from Warman recorded 38 points with 8 goals. The Federated Co-op Most Sportsmanlike Player Award was shared between Tylan Hilbig of the Kindersley Clippers and the Nipawin Hawks' Xander Stewart. Hilbig, a forward, paced the Clippers with 38 points and was tied with teammate Matthew Motsoki with 18 goals for the team lead. He had 37 penalty minutes. A defenseman, Stewart recorded 41 points with 8 goals while receiving 12 penalty minutes. Playoffs. Number 1 North Stars vs. Number 8 Red Wings. The North Stars, who beat Weyburn in all 5 of their matchups, have been a powerhouse all season. As of Sunday, they boasted the league's top 4 scorers in Bell, 102, Holden Dowell, 100, Captain Jake Southgate, 82, and Stephen Kesslering, 69. The one blip for the juggernaut this season was a 4-game stretch in January when Battleford's fell 4-0 to Estevan, beat LaRonge 4-3 in overtime, and lost twice to Humboldt 4-3 and 4-2. All of these losses came on the road. At home, the North Stars are an SJHL best 2-5-2-0-1. The Red Wings clinched their playoff berth last week. The squad was 2-6-2-6-2-1 with 1 game left to play. Partway through the season, the Red Wings added Riley Morgan from LaRonge. Through Sunday, he had 15 goals and 39 points in 31 games for Weyburn. Morgan and teammates Ty Mason and Jackson Hassman all have 24 goals this season, while Jakob Kalin has 22. Number 2 Broncos vs. Number 7 Nipawin. The Humboldt squad was 3-1-0-0 against Nipawin this season. With a game left to play, the Broncos boasted the second-best record in the SJHL at 4-0-1-4-1-0. As of Sunday, Cage Nguyens led the team in points with 57, including 20 goals, in 54 games, while Lucas Ceccarelli had 55 with 14 goals in 54 contests. Nguyen's ranked 7th in the SJHL as of Sunday, while Ceccarelli was 12th. Alex Oretzky had a team-best 27 goals to rank 6th in the SJHL, while teammate Ben Kotelak had 23 for 17th place. Humboldt had the league's best power play at 26.2%. Broncos goalie Benjamin Motu has 17 wins, a 2.73 goals against average and a .906 save percentage. Humboldt led the SJHL with an 84.7% penalty kill. The Hawks are back in the playoffs after a year's absence. The team had a 2-6-2-4-5-1 record during the regular season. Goalie Jackson Fellner was 5th in the SJHL, as of Sunday, and 9th with a 2.98 GAA. Stewart provides valuable offense for the Hawks from the back end. Up front, Nipawin is led by Alex Johnson with 55 points. Braxton Buckberger, a team-high 23 goals, and Carson Dobson have 45 points each. Number 4 Mustangs versus Number 5 Ice Wolves. The Mustangs have home ice advantage against their Sherwood Division foe. The Ice Wolves were 4-2-0-0 versus Melfort this season. Melfort had the league's second-best penalty kill at 84.2% while LaRange was third at 84.0%. The Mustangs were fourth in power play efficiency at 23.1% with the Ice Wolves fifth at 19.5%. Melfort captain Ben Tkachuk leads the team with 56 points, which placed him 8th as of Sunday in the league standings. Dawson Leroux was 15th with 53 while Zach Summers had 51 to place 17th. The latter was 8th in the SJHL in goals with 26. The Mustangs boast a formidable duo in net in Joel Favreau and James Venn. In the league standings, Favreau was third in goals against at 2.56 with Venn placing fifth at 2.68, as of Sunday. Venn had 17 wins and Favreau 14. With Dawson Smith leading the way, the Ice Wolves are also strong in the crease. He was second in GAA, 2.47, and save percentage, .933, and fourth in wins, 19. At the other end of the ice, Captain Walker Jerome paces the squad with 52 points in 54 games. Ethan Strick has a team-high 23 goals. Tommy Wright led all SJHL rookies with 44 points. Number 3 Bombers versus Number 6 Bruins. With a 3-7-1-5-2-2 record, the Flin Flon Bombers won the Sherwood Division, which had all four of its teams make the postseason. The Bombers have the second-best power play in the league as it performs as a 25.5% clip. The Bombers have five of the league's top 20 scorers in Cole DePero, 5th, 64 points. Jeremy Tremblay, 10th, 55. Zach Kane, 18th, 51. Jaden Mercier, 19th, 50. And Reese Richmond, 29th, 48. Richmond was second in SJHL blue line points. Bombers netminder Harmon Laser-Hume was second in wins with 28. He had a 2.57 GAA and .914 save percentage. The Bruins won the Viterra division. As of Sunday, they had a 2-7-2-3-3-2 record. The Bruins led the SJHL with an average attendance of 941. Bruins goalie Cam Herdliska has 21 wins, a 2.96 GAA, and a .912 save percentage, as of Sunday. Cade Runke leads the team with 26 goals and 54 points. Defenseman Alexa Babich is third on the team with 40 points.